got to watch out for those raccoons that might be a tiger, you know.
Yeah, I put a tiger in your tank.
Right. Good morning once again, 805, 54 degrees here in Auburn. Mike Nichols with you, and this is the Cruiser Garage on AM 950 K-High, the voice of the Foothills, also at 104.5 FM, or FM 105.
104.5. Or
95.0 AM. Yeah, it's on both of those.
I think it's almost time for our next break after all that.
Pretty close. Al Blanker, Bob Stern, take it away.
Oh, guys. Okay.
Hey, we're back for the 8 o'clock segment, right after the national news.
Hey.
But we always come on.
You know what?
Yes.
It's always cool now because we're on FM 104.5.
Speak up, Bob. Yeah. Or, I mean, Al.
Speak up.
Yeah. Speak up, Al.
Oh, wait a minute. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now, Al?
Good.
I don't know, guys.
Just call me Al. You ever heard that song by Simon
Garfunkel? Don't
say
no.
Just call me Al.
Which one?
Call me Al.
I'll tell you what.
Anyway.
I don't care. Just
hey,
call me.
You,
take a break, Bob.
We'd like to hear from you. You can give us a call at 530-885-3565 right here at K-High.
Hey, by the way, my brother Stanley's birthday's today.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How old is he?
I hate to say this.
No, yeah. He's older than you? No, he's younger than you.
No, he's 56.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's young.
And I can remember the night that he was born. It was a Saturday night, April 15th, where I'm with Don Lund in his 55 Chevy. We're over, you know, we're growing up in Fremont. Mm-hmm. So we're over in Sunnyvale over at that A&W looking for a race.
Oh.
You know? We come out of that place, man, we were smoking the tires, shot back over to Fremont. It's like about 1 in the morning by that time.
Mm-hmm.
And walk in the door, front door, got dropped off. My dad's sitting there, and he says, well, you got another brother. Stanley was born. And that guy, for some reason, loves 55 Chevys. He's had
well, I love 55 Chevys, too.
You know? But
can't go wrong with them.
I don't know where the influence came from.
You know
from.
Those, and when they sold, when they first came out in 55, they only cost around $2,200?
Mm-hmm.
For a brand new Chevrolet, 55.
Yeah, and gas was 29 cents.
Yeah, and another about another 150 or so if you wanted a convertible.
Actually, in 55, gas was probably about 19 cents.
Yeah, well, when I was working for Texaco part time, we were 19.9, and we gave away stamps and cups and silverware. You name
it. Oh yeah,
you could furnish your house by getting gas.
Yeah, blue chip stamps, man. I tell you what, we reeled them things off.
Yeah,
and S&H green stamps. Remember those?
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, you could get lots of redemption on that.
And that's when they used to check your tire, check your oils, so, you know, take it under the hood, check everything, you know, wash your windshield even, you know.
I remember years ago a guy told me, he was a car salesman, and he told me, he says, one of these days you're going to have to pay for, you know, to wash your windshield. You'd be doing your own. You have to pump your own gas. I told him, oh, you're full of, you know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know what happened there.
Yep.
Anyway, we're going to do a little... A race information here.
Take
NASCAR
away, Bob.
And NHRA. Bristol, Tennessee. There is more than a bit of uncertainty surrounding Sunday's scheduled Food City 500 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup race at Bristol Motor Speedway. The first unknown is will there actually be a race on Sunday? Various weather forecasts cast a big cloud. Most predict a 100% chance of thunderstorms in the Speedway area Sunday afternoon, followed by a 60% chance of showers on Sunday night. NASCAR reacted to the forecast Saturday by changing the scheduled start time of Sunday's race from 2 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. It'll be on Fox, giving officials a bit more time to try to dodge the bad weather. They just run. Just all you have to do is drive around it, right?
That's 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah. Yeah. If the race is not held on Sunday, it will be rescheduled for Monday when there is a 50% chance of morning showers and a predicted high. It is a chilly 43 degrees. Beyond precipitation, drivers and teams will face the uncertain landscape of the track's concrete racing surface. In attempts to duplicate the tight wreck-filled racing that BMS once was known for, the track has made numerous adjustments to the surface over the last several years, including the application of a traction compound to the inside lane, hoping to attract drivers to run there. That's interesting.
What?
The traction compound that they put at this, because there's been a lot of crashes at Bristol.
Yeah, they could have had that on Highway 99 5 in the morning the other day.
Yeah,
I think a Corvette would have survived it.
Yeah, you're
oh, but
right.
We won't go there.
No, we still go
running cheater
there.
Slicks in the rain.
Ryan Preece doubles up, grabs Xfinity win and Dash 4 cash bonus at Bristol. Ryan Priest is doing everything he can find to find a permanent home in the stock car. At the top of his to-do list is winning, which he did for the second time in 7 NASCAR Xfinity Series starts on Saturday when he outran Justin Aguilar to win the Fitzgerald Glider Kits 300 at Bristol Motor Speedway. With the victory came a $100,000 bonus. Oh, that's
pretty neat. He won the race.
Oh, it got my attention.
Courtesy of the Xfinity Dash 4 cash program. In victory lane, Priest was already spending it. I don't know if that means he was drinking champagne.
I don't know, man.
Anyway, the Camping World Series next race, the Jegs 200, will be at Dover International Speedway on Friday, May 4th, and it'll be at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time.
We have a caller. You got time for a break there for a second?
Who do we have?
Let's join Bill. Morning, Bill.
Morning.
What do you got for us?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Staying in trouble?
Absolutely.
Good, because only the good guy young.
Yeah.
Hey, Bill, what's happening?
Well, you know, thanks again for putting the conference on, Bob.
Oh, you're welcome. No, it was fun. It was a good show, I thought. I mean, a good conference, I think.
Hey, thank you for what you do all the way out there in Oakdale.
Right.
And, you know, you really do keep a pulse on what's going on with DMV and other things like that. And being a director of ACCC, I think that you're an awesome guy.
Well, thanks. Just wanted to add a couple things to the discussion there. My congressman down here, who was a state senator, Jeff Denham, Bob, you may remember him, he's the chairman of the Transportation Subcommittee at the the House of Representatives. He introduced a bill to audit the choo-choo, as you call it, Bob.
Yeah.
Looks like that's going to get some traction, and that might have some effects on our wonderful choo-choo out here that we're also enamored with.
Yeah. Is that going to run by your house?
No, but it's going to run up and down the valley here, and they've already secured a bunch of property and kicked a bunch of people off their family's owned for years and years.
Wow.
But anyway, on the car show here, down in Oakdale, we're the cowboy capital of the world.
Right.
Yeah. I guess you guys, Stacy said she's going to put it on the calendar.
Right.
We've got a show coming up on May 19th and 20th. That's the Oakdale Chocolate Festival. Also has a show at the same time, and I run that show. I was holding a short straw when they asked for volunteers, unfortunately.
Yeah.
What happened? Everybody stepped back and you didn't know it?
Well, there was a couple guys that did a great job running the show for 17 years.
Nice.
So can't fault them for wanting to take a break. But I was the requisite car guy on the board for the chamber, and so I couldn't really say no. So I've had to step up and do that show.
Well, they draw quite a crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about 60,000 to 65,000 people over the course of the weekend.
Whoa.
So it's a neat show in that from a car guy perspective, you don't really get the chance to show your car off to kids or other people that ordinarily don't come to car shows. They're coming to a street festival.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a great opportunity to infect some young minds with the fatal disease of car collecting.
Uh-huh. You bet.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And how many cars did you usually get, they say?
Well, we've got room for up to just a little over 100 on each day. It is a two-day show. So, you know, if you can stay 2 days, it's great. There's plenty of stuff to do in Oakdale in addition to the festival. And then each day is kind of a different show. So, you know, one day we get a bunch of street rods. The next day we get a bunch of stock cars.
Yeah, any particular year you're looking for, or is it open?
Try to keep it pre 75. You know, keep it at the smog years, pre 75. Mm-hmm. We have allowed some later ones in on a case by case basis.
Sure.
But we try to keep it at pre 75, just so you know we're looking at some historical vehicles.
Yeah. Cool.
Awesome.
I've been down to Oakdale one. I think remember one time I went down there to look at a little Plymouth that had a Hemi in it, and I met you were there. I mean, I give you a call.
That thing got a Hemi.
Yeah.
Well, we had a horse trainer down there.
Yeah,
I think we made like I don't know how many trips down Oakdale.
Yeah, well, it is cowboy country. It's called the cowboy capital of the world for a reason, because there are more current and former professional rodeo cowboys that live in and around Oakdale than anywhere else in the world.
I know that they put out a pretty good football team at that Oakdale High School in the Corral.
Yes, they do.
They came up here one year on a playoff game and beat us. So we'll get it back.
We'll get it back, yeah.
State champions, it was last year, I think it was the year before, a couple years ago.
Yeah. They do a great job on the enrollment that they have and participation. They work hard. The whole community work hard. Yeah. You know, it's a hard-working group.
Much like, I'm sure, Auburn, a lot of the foothill, that's one of the great things about the foothill communities. There's a lot of community pride, community involvement. Everybody enjoys and wants to contribute back into their communities, and that's how it's supposed to work.
That's it. You know what, Bill? We got to take off. We got to hit a break. We have two guests coming on next, and it's we're going to get you back on, talk about the show in another week or two, and make this thing work for you.
Next week, I think, right? Anyway, also, we'd like to thank you again for attending the conference. I'd like to thank you for attending the conference.
Sure. Thanks, Bob.
All right.
Take care.
Take care.
Cruise safe, huh?
It's always good to have a guy like that on your team.
By the way, NHRA, there's no racing this weekend, but the next one will be April 20th, the NHRA Spring Nationals at Royal Purple Raceway in Baytown, Texas.
All right, let's go ahead and take our break. We're going to come right back with Jacob Gonzalez, along with Mike Hauser.
CAC Fit is open and enrolling new members at 2540 Bell Road in the Rock Creek Shopping Center near Safeway. At CAC Fit, you'll find results you deserve at a price you can afford. Memberships are the most affordable in the area and start at just $9.95 per month. CAC Fit has the latest equipment from Techno Gym, free weights, pin machines, a huge choice of cardio machines, and friendly staff to help you achieve your fitness goals. CAC Fit features over 40 fitness classes per week, including group fit, yoga, pilates, dance, and more. Personal trainers are available to help take you to the next level. Join online at cacfit.com or by calling 530-885-1964. That's 530-885-1964. Or stop by 2540 Bell Road in the Rock Creek Shopping Center today. There's never been a better time to live better, live fit. CAC Fit.
Recycled Relics Car Show, Saturday, June 9th, downtown Loyalton, Sierra County. Sierra Valley, part of the historic gold country. Event open to all things transportation. Street fair, art, crafts, vendors, food, music, awards, and raffles. A beautiful day cruise just 35 miles north of Truckee. $20 vehicle registration fee and always free to the public. Sponsored by the East Sierra Valley Chamber of Commerce, a 501c6 nonprofit chamber. For more information, call Mike at 530-993-0453 or email info@eastsierravalleychamber.com.
Hey, why is it that we were playing a cool song, and all of a sudden there was some guy talking over the song?
I couldn't hear him, though.
That Littleton ad.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what, man.
Anyway, we are back again, huh?
Yeah.
Guests today.
Guess what? Well. Jacob is on the line. Jacob Gonzalez. Education Outreach Coordinator.
Yeah, morning.
Holy mackerel, man. How do you get coordinated and even be up at 8 o'clock in the morning?
And I've been here, too, with Mike Hauser on the other side of the studio. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Stacy.
Jacob, how you doing?
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Stacy. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us so early on this Sunday morning. Jacob, we have to ask our very favorite first question. What was your first car?
My very first car was a 2003 Ford Mustang.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Hey, we're talking young guy here.
You must be a young guy.
It's a Ford, so you're not all bad.
And it was old.
Do you still have that car?
I do not. I actually sold that about a year and a half ago, so she's long gone.
Well, it was great talking to you.
Oh, gosh. Well, now, Jacob, did we do a proper introduction here? He's with Impact Teen Drivers. This is a national organization based out of Sacramento. And Jacob, because I can't do it justice, can you tell us a little bit about your organization?
Of course. So Impact Teen Drivers, we basically educate nationally teens and parents towards the dangers of reckless and distracted driving. But here in California, thanks to the California Office of Traffic Safety and the California Highway Patrol, we can travel statewide with public information offices from the CHP and provide that education and information at no cost to the school or community event, or depending on which organization reaches out for that specific resource.
Yeah, and Mike was telling me earlier, this coming week, Thursday and Friday, the 19th and 20th, you're going to be up in Nevada Union at Nevada Union High School.
That is correct. So one of our education outreach coordinators, Monica Martin, she will be handling that event. And essentially, she's going to have both sessions Thursday and Friday and have our what do you consider lethal presentation for the freshmen, juniors, sophomore, and senior.
Hmm. Oh, wow. That's great. And your involvement with, or your role with the Survive the Drive 2 is why we brought Mike in here as well. We want to know, Mike, tell us a bit more about that about that program, Survive the Drive 2, coming up April 28th. And then we'll go back to the role on Impact Team Drivers, what they have in that.
28th of April, yeah, that's a Saturday. And Impact Team Drivers and the CHP are a huge component of what we're doing. And Survive the Drive is about trying to educate teens, new drivers essentially, on what you need to do to drive safely. And one of those components is not being distracted by screwy things like phones and, tuning the radio and not paying attention to driving. So that'll be, we'll do two components of that session. One will be a classroom session that Impact Teen Drivers and the CHP will be putting on. And then the kids will leave the classroom. That's about an hour session. Then they'll leave the classroom and join us up on this huge cement pad. And we're going to take them through a number of different pit stops. In fact, I just added another pit stop Friday because Durham Transportation, the people that take kids to school, said, we want to be there. And so they're going to show the technology of their buses and that kind of thing. So, again, it's something a kid needs to know. When that stop sign goes out, what do you do?
Well, oh, gosh, you that
stop.
Is so important. Yes.
You stop, especially here in rural Northern California.
These roads, yeah, real narrow, twisty, turny, and hilly. And you're right, when the bus stop, when the bus is driving in front of you and they stop and they put that stop sign out, you're right. We weren't taught that, what to do. I mean,
Well, that's why the kids are going to be involved. They can tell their parents how to drive.
Mom, stop.
Pretty hefty fine, too.
Talking about the kids, we're talking Nevada County at this point.
That's right.
Nevada County kids.
Is that right?
Mainly are involved at this particular
center. Yeah, we're not restricting it to Nevada County. In fact, I think last time we talked, I explained that last year we did the same thing, and we actually I actually found out that a number of kids that go to Bear River in Nevada County live in Placer County.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, of course, I'm going to make exceptions. We've also established an age age limit, but I've already broken that because I got a call from a mother that said, well, my 20-year-old daughter just got her license for the first time, and I'd really love her to go through this. And fine, you're on.
Wow.
So, we're trying to get a certain group of kids there, but, I'm not going to stop anybody that needs it.
Sure. Wow, that's fantastic.
And
good
they
to
can
know.
Take that back and share it with their younger siblings as well.
Absolutely.
I think it's a great outreach. You got to start somewhere because this is what the first year you've done it.
Absolutely.
And it this helps promote it.
I've got an older, same thing, I've older brother that's taking his younger brother. So the older brother is 18, and he's going to act as the parent guardian. Mm-hmm. And the younger brother just got his permit. He'll be the trainee, so to speak.
Sure.
And the older brother, if the younger was over there pulling weeds and playing with the daisies, he's going to kick him in the shin. Says, hey, pay attention here.
There you go.
I've
done that. I've got a younger brother.
Well, that's great. And Jacob, so what's your role on that day? What is Impact Teen Drivers going to be helping with specifically on that day?
So that day, just like how Mike was explaining, they're going to be broken down into two separate sessions. So us, along with the CHB, we're going to be doing the classroom setting portion of that program. So we're going to be showing a 60 to 70 minute presentation. And during that program, we are both educating the parents and the team. And we show real stories of those who have either lost their life due to reckless distracted driving, or those who have either taken their life due to reckless distracted driving. So we don't show the blood and the gore. We stay away from that, refrain from that. So we get our audience on an emotional level. So we basically use those stories to enhance the presentation, also give them a sense of guidance and tools that they can use in order to prevent and empower themselves to avoid that specific behavior.
Wow, and that's the classroom training?
Correct. That is the classroom portion of the rendering.
Wow, that's powerful. Powerful stuff. That's so important. That's a great program you have. Jacob, what else, what other information did you want to share about Impact Teen Driving or drivers?
So because it is the month of April, nationally, April is known as National Distracted Driving Awareness Month. And the first week of April is California Teen Safe Driver Week. So this entire month, we've been traveling statewide with public information officers and holding press conferences at the steps of the state capitol, all the way down to Southern Division in L.A. So this is a big, big growing epidemic because about 4,000 teens on average a year die due to these preventable crashes. And 75% of those preventable crashes have nothing to do with drugs or alcohol. So that is why a lot of parents and teens have misconceptions. These crashes are due to the drugs and alcohol. Well, out of those 4,000 preventable fatal crashes, like I said, only 75% of them had nothing to do with drugs and alcohol. So we really want to educate our community, especially the Grass Valley community, due to the fact that there's so many rural roads and, you know, a lot of the time is transportation getting from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and, you know, distracted driving is 100% preventable.
Yeah, and unfortunately, not that the cause of the accident was distracted driving necessarily, but unfortunately, since January, I think we've had 6 or maybe 7 fatalities. 4 of those were teenage kids. We just lost 2 down in the Central Valley. Really wrecked the community. I had a Rotary fellow come in Friday, wanted to know that he's still going to be volunteering, and he broke down.
Yeah.
He broke down. It's hard on the community.
Oh, it is.
Well, Mike, you know, the Roman Angels have always had a pulse on their community in regards to giving back to Nevada Union and Bear River High Schools. And this is a great outreach program that the club has
Amazing.
Taken on.
Yeah.
And I know you've been the spearhead of a lot of the different drives that have raised money through the Roman Angels Car Club. And they've been around for a long time.
And he's real involved with getting the youth involved in the cars and keeping them active and hitting the grammar schools and just educating. And not in an educational way necessarily, but more in an interest into the car hobby, our classic car hobby.
Yeah, we don't. Conversation I had yesterday at Donuts, 120 some odd cars there.
Sure.
And the conversation was reminiscing about what we did as kids. Hmm. Well, we did the same stupid things.
Oh, sure.
And so, you know, we want to impart to the kids at the high school, the new drivers, you know, some of our lessons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, we raced. Yeah. We're not stupid to say that, not expect you to do those kinds of things, but...
Well, I know that you and Noah used to race ARCs. So that's basically how long you've been around it.
Oh, gosh, that joke does not get old.
I know.
It does get old.
Hey, Jacob, I want you to hang on. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with you for another segment. But we want to know, basically, how would an organization get a hold of you and kind of present a package like what Mike Hauser has put together.
Yeah, we'll talk about that after the next break on Cruising Garage. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned.
Mm-hmm. This is John Ruffcorn, Public Safety Director for the City of Auburn, inviting you to tune in to K-High the afternoon of Tuesday, April 17th from 4 to 6 p.m. for the 2018 Jail and Bail event benefiting Community Recovery Resources. It's a lot of fun and for a good cause. Volunteer bailees, to include myself, will be on air asking for your donation to get us out or keep us in the virtual slammer. Funds raised during the show will help CORE in their mission to help individuals and families heal from substance use disorders and rebuild their lives.
Casey Freelove here. Join us on the K-High Afternoon News on Tuesday for the 2018 Jail and Bail event. It's going to help out the good folks over at CORE. You can get more information and a list of volunteer bailees on their website, CORR.us. We'll have some great prizes if you want to help out with donations, including Oakland A's versus San Francisco Giants tickets, A's vouchers, and more. The 2018 Jail and Bail event benefiting Community Recovery Resources, Tuesday, April 17th from 4 to 6 p.m. on the K-High Afternoon News.
All right, we're back on Cruising Garage, FM 104.5 and AM 950 K-High. Hey, Mike, you're the first guest who's been on with us twice since we've been on FM radio.
Wow. Should I break into some rock and roll or what?
We liked you so much the first time, we brought you back again.
Cool.
The FM listeners just loved
actually,
you.
He never went home.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get a job
here. I've been
here
a while.
I told him when we walked in studio so at the first, that commercial break, I said, come on, Mike, you know the routine. He knows right where his seat is. And heads. I didn't even tell him to put on his headset or anything. Yeah. He knows.
Do I still have to clean the bathrooms after?
Yes, yes, please.
Yeah, just don't hit your head on the rack out there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but, you missed last week, so you got to clean it this week.
And we also want to welcome back Jacob.
That's right, from Impact Teen Drivers. And Jacob, that Alex brought up before the commercial break, how could other organizations or car clubs do exactly what Roman Angels are doing, or as far as your involvement or your role? How can they get a
Definitely.
Hold of you?
So what specific entity organization would have to do, either reach out to their nearest California Highway Patrol office. So there are over 91 area offices throughout the state, so they can reach out to that specific area office depending on their city or area, and they can approach them and say, hey, we're looking for a distracted driving presentation or program. Is there anything you guys can provide? And immediately that specific officer or PIO would say, yeah, we definitely have our Impact Teen Drivers program, and we'll reach out and connect you with them. Or they can also go to our actual official website, which is impactteendrivers.org, and we have an info at impact email that they can shoot and specifically ask for the date, the time, what type of presentation they would like.
Oh, my gosh, fantastic. Good information. Impactteendrivers.org. I'm trying to scribble this down here.
Oh, definitely.
And you mentioned CHP. They're,
yeah.
Can you tell us their role in this and how they're involved in Impact Teen Drivers? I guess I'm just not sure how they're involved.
So as far as for CHP with the partnership that we have, during the presentation, they cover what the state calls the graduate driver's licensing law. And what that essentially is a restriction for new novice drivers that will have to get their learner's permit at 15 and a half. After those 6 months, then they can go back to the DMV in order to get the provisional license. And after that, after subsequently passing that year, then they're given the full privilege license. So the CHP officer will handle the graduate driver's license portion of the presentation, along with all the other questions that the parents have regarding the driving privileges of their student or adolescent.
Oh, I see. Wow. It's all basically basically intertwined with your organization.
That is correct.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Jacob, but the rules are much different than it used to be. You know, 15 and a half, get your permit, 16, get your license, and, you know, you can party till 2 o'clock in the morning,
you know,
after the prom or something. Mm-hmm. And now that license is restricted. You know, you're supposed to be parked after a certain hour, and you can only have so many passengers in the vehicle mm-hmm. with you, and they have to be of a certain age.
Oh, wow.
So
that's correct.
There's a lot of basic things that not so much the teens need to know because they just went through that training to get their permit, but making sure the parents know what those limits are.
Is that stuff that does that come up when they're taking their driver's license test or their permit test? those laws as far as the restrictions?
Jacob, go ahead. You're the expert here.
It should. Stacy, however, less than 7% of California public high schools provide any sort or type of driver's ed. So that education would pretty much be grabbed or obtained from the DMV. Okay. Now, as far as for the graduate driver's licensing, that is a state law. And nationally, we have different types of graduate driver's license. Here in California, the restrictions, like how Mike was explaining, after that six-month permit and driving those 50 hours that are required within that permit, during that year, they're not able to have passengers under the age of 20 unless there's a license driver 25 and older. Why? Because, like how Mike was also explaining earlier, it's not just the cell phone. Distractions come in many ways, whether it's, you know, drinking that coffee, applying that lip gloss, or your best friend. So with the passenger restriction, that's a big component as to why these crashes also happen and why they do skyrocket the probability of getting crashed. The other restriction is not driving from the hours of 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. Why? Because the CHP has found that the hours of 11 to 3 a.m. are when most fatal crashes occur due to the fact that there's drunk drivers, drowsy drivers, animals out on the road. So all those factors also skyrocket the probability of a teen getting into a fatal crash. So those restrictions do have purpose. You know, many think, oh, my gosh, it's just an inconvenience. I just want to be able to have the, you know, responsibility to drive. But we also do need to remember that driving is a true privilege.
Yeah.
And so it comes with an immense amount of responsibility. So.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. That is so true. And we all know somebody or a family member of somebody who has been involved in an accident that was preventable. Silly reasons, you know, reaching for the radio. Yeah. I mean, there's so many reasons. I mean, the cell phone's the worst offender, I believe, in current day.
You can't, there's, you know, we've all so been many. Down the highway. We've all been down the street. Mm-hmm. And you look over to your left and there's somebody on a phone.
Always.
You know they're on a phone. Mm-hmm. And if they're looking down, pressing buttons, texting, you know, they're not paying attention to what's in front of them or what they can't avoid.
Yeah, this is so important. I mean, this is something that needs to be out at all the high schools, offered for all the high school students, or, in your case, the whole county, anybody that's not within that age group. And like you said, you're even bending the rules and allowing a 20-year-old to come in, and it's not really a tight rule, but it's just, you just want to get it out there for new drivers. This is what... It's just an extra precaution. This is a great day, and it's fun too. And Jacob, we're gonna unless you have something else you wanted to bring up, we're gonna cut you loose, and we're gonna wrap up with Mike on this Survive the Drive 2 day. But do you have anything else you wanted to say?
I think all our bases are covered. Thank you for asking.
Well, thank you so much. You had great information.
We should add that Jacob, what are you gonna do here soon at the some academy?
No, yes, Mike. So hopefully, if everything still runs smoothly, Stacy, I should be starting the CHB Academy this upcoming August.
Well,
so I'm very excited.
That's
exciting. I've been working for that dream and going to make that dream happen.
That's really exciting. Maybe once you're in the academy, you can keep us up to date on how you're doing. And when you graduate, maybe we can have you on the radio and have you talk about
this. It's a whole other experience.
Yeah,
come by here and arrest somebody.
Yeah, we'll keep in touch with you and your progress and your career.
You.
Definitely, I think we can use you as our CHP connection, maybe.
You'd be a cover boy.
Thanks, Jacob. And again, you can get more information from impactteendrivers.org on that. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
It's cool having guys like Jacob on board because
I'll tell you, going through the academy though, I've made a few tours through there. Those guys, they are really structured. I mean,
it's hard.
Yeah,
it's hard. I had an employee that went off to Iraq and Afghanistan as a Marine, came back, decided he wanted to go through the CHP Academy, and I forget the exact amount of weeks, but he got about three quarters of the way through the training and he flunked driving 85 miles an hour backwards.
No,
that's how tight they are. And then he restarted the program and He's been in the CHP now for about 5 years, but they're tough.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Well, I got the fortunate to ride in one of the Camaros when they were on the skid pad and stuff, so it's pretty interesting. Those guys can, the instructors can drive. They were driving, not me, of course, but those instructors know how to drive those cars, I'll tell you. I mean, they do 360s on that pad. And it's amazing how they stay right on the track, too. They never get off the track. It may be only an inch from the edge, but they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And it's a great experience. If you ever get out the academy, go out there. They'll do a tour. You can take a tours and go through there. Matter of fact, we're going to think of doing that again next year for the conference.
There you go.
Oh, that's a great idea. Can kids do that as well? Can you bring a group of high school students?
Sure.
Maybe we can arrange that with some local kids.
So, Mike, let's get back on track with the...
Yeah, Survive the Drive, too.
Yeah, you know... That's really cool that the buses saw the need. The bus organization, school bus organizations up there.
Yeah, immediately.
Because I think that's just the tip of the iceberg. This awareness. And we went for a little ride yesterday, and... You know where Baxter Grade is, Stace.
Mm-hmm.
We went down.
North Auburn.
You wouldn't believe it's that's just a little windy road with a couple of little waterfalls and all that stuff. The people that are flying by little road, that they just don't respect what they're on.
Yeah.
And it's only like a lane and a half. Mm-hmm. I pull over, foom, foom, the cars go flying by, and it the deer are out. The I think they're having their babies and stuff, and they're, you know,
a lot of
different wild animals.
I went through three packs of deer this morning, and my first thought was, "Oh, Stacy should be here."
Oh yeah, No, I was coming up the freeway.
She should be around here somewhere
because Mike knows I have fear of deer.
Fear of deer.
Everybody knows about my fear of deer.
Yeah.
matter of fact, coming up the freeway this morning from Roseville between Loomis and Penryn, three deer on the side of the hill. And they're all three, they weren't quite up against the fence, but they're all standing there looking at the fence like, wow, we're on the downhill slope. We're going to have to work extra hard to get over that fence. And I just told Greg, I hope when we're driving back down this morning, we're not going to see one on the road.
Yeah, well, we have one that seems to have taken up residence in our pasture.
Oh, neat.
Down there.
You know, we want to wrap Mike up here with Survive the Drive 2, April 28th in Grass Valley. What is the start time? Where is it at? All the good info. And how can people still register for this?
Okay, so there's two sessions. First session starts at 8:30, the second one at 10. Mm-hmm. By the time you're finished with the classroom and the driving portion of it, it's about 3 hours of your time. So that's Saturday the 28th. Go to the Roman Angels website. So that's Roamin angels.com. And you can download the forms there. We're charging $49, and 100% of that is refunded. All you have to do is show up, complete the course. We're going to give you your money back. We do not want money. We want the kids there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to send you away, thanks to Jim and Judy at Big A, I'm going to send you away with a $10 coupon, and you can go down to Big A and have a swell lunch right afterwards.
Wow, that's great. And again, the $49, people don't understand, but that's the commitment. Because you have people coming. You just need a commitment of knowing what kids are going to be there.
Yes.
And then that's why you're going to give it back once they're there.
Yes.
That's great.
And
once they complete it.
You know, if any family has a problem with the $49, give me a call at my office, 273-8835. That's 530 area code. Just explain to me what the problem is, and I want everybody there, and I'd be happy to take care of the $49 deposit for you. We want the kids there. We don't care about your money. Keep repeating that.
And it's fun. Like we started to mention earlier, it's going to be a fun time too. It's not all serious, and I mean it's educational, but you have to throw in the fun and the laughter in order to make kids remember things and keep them interested.
Go through the distracted driving course. You can drive the Grass Valley Police Department go-karts with distracted driving goggles. You can watch them tear apart a car with the jaws of life. Mm. You can get in a Reeve semi and see what visibility there actually is from a semi.
Mm.
We're going to inspect your car first thing. Teach you the things to look for, teach you the things to be safe about, pit stops about deer, visibility. There's all kinds of crazy things going on.
I want to do it.
The CHP, speaking of the CHP, are going to have their seatbelt contest there. So the idea is you get into a cruiser and you put the seatbelts on. The team that does it fastest is going to win something. And we'll have some prizes for that, too. So it's not...
Oh, my gosh, fun.
You know, it is
buckle
fun.
Buckle up contest?
Yes.
I'm going to start practicing now.
Are you going to put one on for adults, too, so
yeah,
we can
I
have the fun?
Yeah, I think it needs to be an adult version of the car show, maybe in September.
It'll be the teen driver and the parent guardian, you know, probably teams of two. Mm-hmm. And we'll see who's the fastest.
So really, as far as the parents are concerned, you don't want to drop and go. You want to actually be there and see the actual...
Be with them.
They have
yes.
to be there.
Yes.
It's not
they
like
have...
dropping your kid off at
no.
basketball.
That's part of the
practice.
Requirement, isn't it?
Yes, they have to be there. They have to participate. There's a lot of things for the parent to learn as well as the kid. You know, it's 3 hours of your time. It's a fun experience. Mm-hmm. And trust me, you will not regret it.
Wow. Mm. Again, more info, RomanAngels.com. So thanks, Mike, for joining us this morning.
You bet. I'll get to the bathroom right now.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right. We're going to take that break. And we'll be right back for the cleanup.
And the coming up. Greg's going to come out with a show calendar.
Oh, that's right. We got the calendar.
All right. Oh.
Fastest 90 minutes in radio.
Fastest.
I'm telling
Can't
you.
Can't go wrong.
Whoa, I'm pushing buttons now.
Wow.
See you guys. We'll be right back.
Now you've heard the story of the hot rod race when the Ford and the Mercury was setting a pace. That story's true.
Summer will soon be upon us. Your CAL FIRE firefighters of Placer County want you to be safe. And you can help us help you by being prepared and ready. Make sure your family and your home is set for an approaching wildfire season. Create and practice your evacuation plan now. Our local 2881 firefighters care deeply about protecting our families and community. Placer County Fire and CAL FIRE always answer the call. Paid for by CAL FIRE Local 2881 PAC.
K-High has got you covered.
Recycled Relics Car Show, Saturday, June 9th, downtown Loyalton, Sierra County. Sierra Valley, part of the historic Loyalton. Event open to all things transportation. Street fair, art, trash, vendors,
streaming
food,
live,
music,
K-High.
Awards, and raffles.
And
a beautiful day cruise lap. Just 35 miles north of Truck. $20 vehicle registration and always
AM
free Republic. Sponsored by the East Sierra Valley Chamber of Commerce, 501c6 nonprofit
Still
team.
The voice
For
of the
more
Ford
information,
Ford.
Call Mike at 530-993-0453 or email info@eastsierravalleychamber.com.
Speaking of seatbelts, time to take a look at that calendar with Greg. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Hey, Greg is here in
hey,
the studio.
Hey,
I'm living color.
Yeah, we're waiting for that calendar. Come on, Greg. Let's get going.
I've been waiting 20 minutes.
I know.
All right, the Cruising Garage Car Show calendar is presented by Paul Baker Printing. Weekly cruise nights, of course, Wednesday night, year-round, Mel's Dine off Highway 49 in Auburn. Bring a classic car, and Tony gives you 20% off the ticket. Saturday mornings, both these are year-round, Cars and Coffee at Folsom at the Playdio, and Cars and Coffee in Grass Valley at the K Martin Center. Tuesday nights, downtown Roseville kicks off May 15th through July 31st. Oh. Wednesday nights, Cappuccino Cruisers, Folsom, Denny's, April 18th through October. Monthly cruise nights, first Thursday nights, May through October, up there in Newcastle. Come, Bob will be spinning the hits.
Hitting the spin.
And I'll be tuning up to Tabletop Drags.
Tabletop Drags, yeah.
Tabletop Drags coming
third
up.
Third or fourth year,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe someday I'll let me play.
You can go practice after the show.
I get to practice, but I don't get any, I don't get to compete.
Yeah, I'll put
I'm
you on
scared
the,
now.
I'll put Bob on the seventh lane since we only have six.
Yeah. That's off the board.
All right.
Now, go on, Greg.
All right, first Friday night's Mean Machines Car Club. May 4th is the last show for that one, the first Friday. Of course, that one's at the Taqueria El Festival on Folsom Boulevard. Second Friday nights, May through September, of course, is Auburn Cruise Night up here in Auburn, 34th year of that one. Second Sunday mornings, Carmichael Elks Lodge. They also serve breakfast. Second Sunday afternoons, Dairy Queen in Orangeville.
And the third, Friday night's Mean Machines Car Show Club does it again. April 20th, Brookside Restaurant. That's at 9819 Horn Road. April 21st, Saturday, we got some options for you. First one's a Carmichael Elks Classic Car Show in Carmichael. That same day, of course, is a Sacramento Swap Meet. And the Springfest Car Show, the big one, the Play-Doh in Folsom, has been canceled. So that one's not going up. If you show up, you'll be at the Cars and Coffee instead. So always be a good day. Yeah. And 21st to 29th, Saturday through Sunday, is Cool April Nights in Redding. 27th to 29th, Friday through Sunday, is the NSRA in Bakersfield. Saturday the 28th of April, Spring Hill Climb in Auburn. And the Spring Fever Cruising for Kids in Citrus Heights. Sunday the 29th, Pacific Coast Dream Machines in Half Moon Bay. Also, the Swap Meet American River College on the 29th of Sunday also has been canceled. May 3rd, Thursday, kicks off the Newcastle Cruise Night in Denny's Tabletop Drags. Mm-hmm. Saturday the 5th, Thunderbolts Electric Thunder 3 in Rockland, right behind the football field underneath the solar panels. Saturday the 5th is also the Downtown Grass Valley Show. May 6th, Sunday, three options, Fair Oaks Fiesta Classic Car Show, the Spring Turlock Swap Meet and Car Show, and Pete Paulson's Wings, Wheels, and Warriors Show in Stockton. May 11th, Friday, Auburn Cruise Night, first night. 12th, Saturday, Back to the Street Car Show in Woodland. And the 12th to 13th, Saturday and Sunday of May, is the Berry Fest Car Show in Roseville. Same weekend, 12th and 13th, 2 days, Gold Rush Car Show in Oroville. Thursday, the 17th, May, Trey Fun of Summer Dreams and Drivers, Barn Burner in Rockland. Of course, 19th, Saturday's Big Townsman Show there in Loomis at the Train Depot. Same day as the Maxwell Car Show in Maxwell. The 19th and 20th, just ahead of the Oakdale Chocolate Festival Car Show. May 20th, four options, Cruising for Canines at SPCA in Roseville. The Hangtown Car Show in Placerville. Citrus Heights Vehicle Association Car Show in the Park in Red Bluff. And Bayside Adventure Car Show. May 26th, Saturday, Foothill Cruisers Car Show in Valley Springs. And Family Day at Folsom Zoo Car Show is on the Sunday the 27th. And 28th, Monday, is the Cam Spring Car Show. Let me keep going through June. You want to wrap this up?
You can go ahead and keep going, Mr. Greg.
All right. We'll just keep rolling. We'll keep rolling. June.
Let's get into June.
Let's get into June. Why don't we?
For you guys, you far-out planners.
Yeah, plan your weekends. Of course, June kicks off.
Bring a weed eater.
Second Saturday, the Downtown Lincoln Show, hosted by Rods and Relics. The third is the 52nd Street Car Show in Sacramento by the Italian Hot Rod Association. And of course, that week, second and third Saturday and Sunday is a Good Guys summer get-together in Pleasanton. June 3rd, Swap Meet here in Auburn, hosted by the Motherlode Model T Club. Also that same day is the Meadow Vista Lions Pioneer Day. June 8th, Friday, Auburn Cruise Night. The 9th, we have multiple options. Saturday, the 9th, Recycled Relics Show and Shine in Loyalton. Peggy Sue's Car Show in Santa Rosa. Louie Luau Car Show in Rockland. And Over the Hill Gang Show in Elk Grove.
Wow. 8th of 10th. Will there be dancers at the Luau?
I have not confirmed.
Can I confirm or deny that
rumor?
I'm certainly open for it.
The last time I went to a Luau, I went as a weed eater.
Oh. You took your weed eater, I think.
Oh, yeah, maybe I took
you didn't that. Want to. I don't think you went as a weed eater.
I went as a weed eater. All right, never mind. Move
look
on.
At that escargot.
Off the tracks. 8th to 10th, Saturday, Sunday, American
Stay
Graffiti Car
July.
Show in Modesto. I am. 13th, Friday, Collector Car Appreciation Day. June 16th, Saturday, Fords and Mustangs at the Marriott, Rancho Cordova. 16th, Saturday, Pre-Dad's Day, Car Show in Denio's Roseville. 16th through the 17th, Saturday and Sunday, of course, in Pomona is the L.A. Roadster Show. 17th, Antique Trove Show in Roseville. 23rd, Saturday is a River City Classic Car Show in West Sacramento. And Mopar Day in the Park in Rancho Cordova. Mm-hmm. 24th, June, Sunday, Dreams and Drivers, NorCal Euro Society Pancreatic Cancer Fundraiser Car Show at the Red Hawk Casino. Oh. And that is the final page. Can't get in July if I want
to. There you go.
Go
to the Facebook page. pinned to the top.
And most of these events can be found on our wall hanger.
My wall hanger.
That is true. A lot of them can be. And, of course, you want to add your event, send me an email, cruisinggarage@gmail.com, and we'll get it on.
Mm-hmm. Add it to our Facebook page and on the on-air read. So,
well, that Classic Car Appreciation Day is actually in July.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Second
Friday.
We're
not going to July yet.
No, I know, but you mentioned it in June, and I just wanted to.
Did I?
Yeah. So.
I'll go over my notes.
Yeah, go over your notes.
Okay.
Don't confuse people.
Too late.
That would be the second Friday in July. We have a big event there at the.
Jim. I'll talk to my intern about that.
You're under
secretary?
Yeah. My assistant dropped the ball on that one. Show meeting about
your
that.
Your people will get a hold of.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, it shows you I was listening.
Big tell me. That's good. Thank you, Bob.
That's one for Bob, I guess.
You know what? We're going to enter into the garage cleanup segment.
The garage cleanup.
Do we have exit music going on here?
Let's see. What do we got? Yeah, he's got to have music to get up and exit out. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
He can't. Otherwise, he won't move. No, he'll be here for the next segment.
For Wes's show.
Yeah.
How'd those guys get in here?
Get those studio audience out of here.
We have room for you.
I think Mike just left.
Yeah, he did.
You know, and took the studio audience with him, I thought.
So, yeah. Big Dodge truck. Yeah. Right along. Thing got to hit me.
Hey, you know what? We're talking about Mike Hauser there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, from the Roman Angels and their event coming up. We'd like to thank him for coming all the way down. Of course, on the phone we had Jacob.
Yeah, we'd like to wish him well going to the academy, the CHB academy.
Yeah, good luck to that. And then we had Rex call in to tell us he couldn't call in. So that was an important trailer news.
He just wanted to make sure he's still around.
Probably working on his trailer.
Yeah, and that, you know, his show counts. Uh-oh, here comes Stacy. Wait 5 minutes, we'll be off. Actually, less
anyway, the Recycled Relics Car Show coming up June 9th,
man.
Loyalton. Stacy and Greg went to that one year.
That's an awesome show. They do a great job. They get a lot of people from all over that region.
And the Cappuccino Cruisers.
Wednesday night cruise.
Hey, real quick, I stepped in again. Hi. Sorry to scare you.
Right.
Yeah. We need to run their ad again. It looked like there was something overlapping on it. We want to hear it, make sure it runs completely correctly this time. Let's see what it does.
All right.
30 seconds, so hang tight.
We'll do that.
Recycled Relics Car Show, Saturday, June 9th, downtown Loyalton, Sarah County. Sarah Valley, part of the historic gold country. Event open to all things transportation. Street fair, art, crafts, vendors, food, music, awards, and raffles. A beautiful day cruise just 35 miles north of Truckee. $20 vehicle registration fee and always free to the public. Sponsored by the East Sarah Valley Chamber of Commerce, a 501c6 nonprofit chamber. For more information, call Mike at 530-993-0453 or email info@eastsarahvalleychamber.com.
That masked man?
That's the second ad.
The second one, right?
But the first one
different
was
music.
Different music.
Just different music. So
was
we wanted to make
the
sure they
I stepped on or what?
No. I thought something stepped on the second one a while ago, but it came out fine.
Okay.
Yeah, so we just want to make sure that was the first time running it. We're going to be running it for a while.
All right.
So we want to thank them for their sponsorship dollars. This is what pays pays us, keeps us on the air.
That's right. And you know what? I'm going to bring in my flamingo shoes next week.
Flamingo shoes.
I'll practice.
Hey, we got
we have you on live TV, too.
Hey, don't forget the Cappuccino Cruisers Car Club cruise night.
We're thinking
Folsom. And also Sacramento Vintage Ford. Congratulations. 50 years in business in the city of Rancho Cordova. Yeah,
that's right.
Two lifetime
they were just
sentences.
Recognized for that by the city. So. Wow.
And don't forget to tune into Cruising Garage every Sunday morning from 7:30 to 9 o'clock here on FM 104.5 and AM 950 KHI. Or go to KHI.com.
Yeah, you can do that.
Well, we're going to have to end the day and
Well, we got about a minute.
Oh, do we?
We got a little less than that, but we can stretch it a little bit.
All right, because we'd like to, you know, any time that we're on the air, you can always give us a call at 530-885-3565.
Yeah, especially if you have an event you want to.
To you.
Don't sing.
Unto me.
Oh, will my word.
All right, I'll shout up.
Such a nice
Hey, crew safe. We like to crew safe out there.
That took care of our audience. I know.
They all left.
Hey, look, that was Bob Stearns over there.
That's
we
right.
got Mike Nichols, Stacy Wallman, Greg Wallman, along with I'm Alex Blanca. And you guys, you know what? Hope to see you next week. Yeah. 7:30
no,
to 9
won't see
o'clock
him, but we'll
every
hear you.
Sunday morning. Unless you come out here to the window.
That's right.
Hey, crew safe out there, please.
That's going to do it for this Sunday morning. It's approaching 9 o'clock, and it's a beautiful Sunday. Hope you take advantage of the nice weather out there. I'm Mike Nichols, and as Bob said, y'all crew safe now.
FM 104.5, K2A3CM, Auburn, and AM 950, KAHI, Auburn.